At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio, live from the Roswell Infinity Studios in the beautiful North Point Executive Suites here in Alpharetta. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Hello, John.
Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was
rainy.
Rainy.
Yeah. Can you do something about this rain?
I know it. March, winter won't give up here in the 1st of March as we tape this program, right?
I had friends telling me what, you know, how nice it was. We haven't had a real winter here, and then it got cold.
It always does that.
It does.
It fools us, but once spring comes, it's always wonderful to be in Alpharetta.
Yep. And speaking of wonderful, you like the transition there?
That was good.
We've got some wonderful guests here in the studio joining us in the program. We have from Shift, Chris Kavanaugh Castro, Jessica Honorado from North Point Executive Suites, and Alvaro Arauze from 3A Law Management. And also from our friends at Roswell Infinity, we're joined by the finance manager, Derek Rawlings.
We've got a full house today.
We do. And also we've got Trey here and Z here. So it's really packed in today.
You got it.
All right. We'll start with Chris Kavanaugh Castro. She is with Shift. And Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, Shift, I mean, that could be anything. I think it might've been a movie even, but tell us what is Shift and what do you do for a living?
Shift is an executive and leadership coaching business. I'm known as the Shift boss. And I help business owners set bold goals and secure amazing results.
Okay, let's wrap our arms around that. Talk about the types of people you work with and what it is you try to impress upon them.
Well, I don't try to impress anything. People actually come to me to achieve either goals that they're trying to achieve or different parts of their life they might want to manage better. They basically are looking for an opportunity for transformation or change in some way, shape, or form, and I create the environment for them to fast-track that.
So you don't impress anything on anyone, but maybe you pull it out of them, right,
yes,
Chris?
Absolutely.
So some people call that coaching, mm-hmm. maybe. So talk about the benefits of coaching or having a relationship with you.
Well, interestingly enough, coaching has been around for probably 20 or 25 years, but over the last 10 years, it's become probably a business asset. More and more companies are investing in executive and leadership coaches, and people are hiring them individually as well for life purposes. But all in all, what the coach does is it takes the end goal that a person is trying to get to, and it creates, as I said, the environment to pull out the ability to get there faster. If it's a behavioral change, it's kind of brainstorming and figuring out, well, what do I need to do to get there? The accountability piece is part of that. If it's a business or professional goal, it's more along the lines of, again, whatever the end result is, and then how do we get there? And the coaching journey is actually amazing because people will hire me for reason X, and along the journey, reason Y, Z, A, B, C, D, and some tangents will happen, and all of them will be integrally part of the ability to get there. And that's the wonderful opportunity about coaching. The environment pulls out the things that you aren't aware that are affecting the obstacles that might be in your way, and it enhances your potential to get there quicker. And
now, Chris, you also do some work. It's I guess what you do is not just about you with your client, it's about helping your client within their organization, mm-hmm. and specifically maybe aligning the staff with the organizational goals, and you do some work on that, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I recently wrote a blog post called Don't Let a Two-Week Journey Become a 40-Year Effort. And it's really about the fact that all companies put down strategic goals. They put down what they're trying to do. But if the people aren't aligned with their goals, if their people aren't, they don't have the right mindset, the right attitude, the right skill set, the right ability to troubleshoot, it's going to take a lot longer than necessary, and there may be a lot more conflict and issues and challenges that come across the way because their people aren't aligned. And a coach can actually be brought in to put everybody on the same track, and all it takes is awareness. And that's the wonderful thing about coaching, is you do become more aware of how everything aligns in order to get where you're going faster and quicker.
Now, Chris, I know you've got a lot of experience coaching and mentoring and training folks. Talk about your background and where you, how you got to where you are today.
Well, I've kind of had one of those careers that's a been there, done it. I've done a little bit of everything, including many years in the restaurant industry, both in New York and Atlanta. Basically, a lot of different careers. And one day, after being in the last corporate job that I had, there were a lot of challenges going on, and it became extremely frustrating to be in that environment. And I was coming home crying many nights a week. And I decided that my mental health was worth way more than my paycheck. And so I quit, and I went on a career quest of my own. And it took me about 2 years to figure it out. And I did a lot of things in the meantime to help pay the bills. But I finally came across the coaching industry, and it had so many qualities that I was naturally gifted at, and then the qualities that I knew I could excel at, and I could own my own business, be my own boss, create my own schedule, make my own money. I mean, all the things that business owners love. And so I decided to invest and become a certified coach, and I've been doing that since 2007.
Talk about the clients that you work with. Do you have maybe a typical client or kind of a sweet spot?
The sweet spot is probably the business owner or the senior level executive. They are a leader in some way, shape, or form. And they often hire me for either specific leadership development or professional performance betterment, we'll call it. We'll just use that word. Or it's a combination of both, because I find that the more a business owner gets involved in their business and a higher up the food chain executives get in, their personal lives are often affected by their business, and their business is often affected by their personal lives. And so it sometimes becomes very holistic, where we're bouncing back and forth between personal and business.
So Chris, you work with business owners and executives to help them help their staff develop a CEO mindset.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Back in 2010, I wrote a book called Stuck to CEO, and it's about becoming CEO of your entire life. And the whole philosophy behind that is that every successful CEO in the world didn't get there by accident. They have a mindset, they have attitudes, they have the ability to own whatever it is that they're trying to do. And the more they own it, the more responsibility they take for it, the easier it is to troubleshoot and get through difficult challenges. And the philosophy is that if you could do that in every part of your life, you could be a CEO, you could come to the table taking responsibility, you could come to the table owning your default switches that may not be serving you, to overcome them and do things differently, to leverage the ones that are, you would step out more powerfully with anything that you touch. And so if a person is really trying to be holistic, one of the things that I ask them is if they want to be CEO of their entire life. And if they do, then we work on that. If they really just want the coaching to be professional, then we do that. I serve my clients however they want to be served. And every coaching conversation is different. They might say we want to work on this today, but then we'll kind of see how things are integrating into the difficulty, the troubleshooting, or the goal achievement. And so we branch off and talk about whatever needs to be talked about in order to overcome obstacles, create action plans, and move forward to help them achieve whatever there is they're trying to achieve.
Now, Chris, speaking of someone's entire life, you say that having it all is not a myth. Tell us about that. I'm really interested in this one.
It's been many, many years that having it all, people have been striving for, and so many people are going about it the wrong way. And I honestly believe you can have it all, but you have to do it from a values-based mindset. And so if somebody wants to have it all, they want to have the great career, the great marriage, the great relationships, the great friendships, the great everything, you can. You just have to stop long enough to see how your values intersect with that. And if you do everything from a values-based, it's all going to line up naturally. And most people aren't taking the time to be able to think how all that works through. So I sit down and I actually help people figure out exactly how to have it all, but to do it from a different perspective than most people think.
We're talking with Chris Kavanaugh Castro with Shift. She's the owner and CEO. I want to get to the nitty-gritty stuff. I want to get to the good stuff now.
Sure.
We've got some business owners here in the studio. What are some of the common mistakes that CEOs or business owners kind of make when they're working with their staff? And, you know, maybe you can give us some helpful hints.
I think sometimes when CEOs are working with staff, they can often get so mired in the details that they're not stepping back enough to get the bigger perspective. Sometimes they'll see a staff member can be struggling with something and they can automatically assume it's a skill thing instead of maybe not in the right seat thing, where their skills are really great. They just might not be assigned to the things that are their strengths. I remember when I was working in Florida as an internal coach, it was really interesting to see some of that play out, that there were some challenges and team issues and some really interesting conflict going on. It was because people didn't trust each other. People didn't understand personality styles. People would take things the wrong way. And it wasn't that somebody was trying to be rude or direct. It was just that's the way they tick. And some people were afraid of conflict, and so they would avoid it at all costs, which, of course, causes more conflict sometimes. So I had to help the team kind of understand personality styles, communication styles, and conflict management in order to go through and help them function better. And when bridges started being mended and conversations started happening, the team started functioning better, and then things started to move along.
So, Chris, some of what you said I know has gotten resonance with people that are listening. So they want to establish a relationship with you. How does it work? How do your engagements with clients work? Outline that for us.
Sure. If anybody's interested in learning more, all they have to do is give me a call. I'll be happy to either meet them from coffee, or I have clients that are out of state. I just got done with a client in Hawaii. So we never actually met. Our entire coaching relationship was over the phone, which is great. It's just a matter of getting together and talking about what they're trying to achieve. I'm not the right coach for everybody, and I'll be the first one to say, no, this isn't a good fit for me, but let me refer you out to somebody else who can help you better. As a DISC-certified trainer, I can also come in and do one-off workshops if they're not ready for a coaching program. And I've got lots of connections, so if it's a kind of a huge company and they want a lot of things, I can bring other coaches in and we can do some things together. So it all depends on what they're looking for, but it starts with a conversation, and then we figure out what they need and we move forward from there.
All right. For those that would like to have that conversation or find out more about your services, where can they get more information?
They can either call me at 404-551-3601, or they can go to begintoshift.com. That's BEGINTOSHIFT.com.
Sounds great. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Chris Kavanaugh Castro with Shift here on North Fulton Business Radio. Again, we are broadcasting live from the North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta. North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth, and they might have new locations coming up soon. We'll find out soon.
We've heard rumors.
Yep. See for yourself by going to NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. No pressure reading that we got some North Point folks here in the office.
You did well at that.
I know. I didn't stumble at all.
Under extreme pressure there.
Absolutely. All right. Our next guest. There's also some pressure when you do the Roswell Infinity read, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's about to shift here shortly.
Yeah,
pardon the pun.
Yeah, nice.
You like that?
I did. Very well. From Roswell Infinity, one of our friends and one of our partners here at Business Radio X, Derek Rawlings is the finance manager, and Derek joins us in the studio. And Derek, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we all know about Roswell Infinity. We have a lot of folks on every month. We talk about Roswell Infinity
with different
guests. We've had the sales manager. We've had who else? We've had the general manager.
Yeah, we had Herb Hoffman, who's over in the service department, and we've had a number of great folks from Roswell Infinity. So it's great to have you, Derek.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So the finance manager, what do you do over there at Roswell Infinity?
Well, simply put, we assist customers in financing their vehicles. Typically, especially at our location, we don't have credit challenged customers typically, so it's an easy process. We offer options available to them to help maintain their vehicles, but it's pretty much a seamless position.
Okay, you don't have finance challenged customers, but let's say it's not been perfect. Still worth having a conversation, I would think.
Right, absolutely. And then we pretty much have a good relationship with our lenders, which is our captive lender, Infinity Financial Services, and they help us out a lot because without them, we can't move the car. So customers definitely have to be able to finance the vehicles. But every now and then, we do have customers that may have some challenges. And I've had extensive experience in subprime credit prior to coming to Roswell Infinity. So we typically can assist anyone.
What are some of the finance plans that you have available? I mean, some people may be thinking, oh, I got to put a lot of money down. Talk about the different breadths of plans that you have.
Absolutely. Well, in terms of money down, that's always a key. We like to say in the car business, cash is king. So it helps not to finance your taxes and other fees involved. But typically, our customers, they do put money down. They'll put in excess of 20 to 25% down. So that's, once again, that's not an issue. In terms of options that we offer customers, it's more than buying a car and making payments. They have to maintain the car. So we offer extended service contracts that assist in the hopefully once in a few times that they have to visit the service department. We have maintenance programs because you have to maintain the vehicle in terms of oil changes and tire rotations and things of that nature. And then with the vehicles that we have now, they come with nice wheels and tires. So with the city streets here in the metro Atlanta area, they're not the best. So people have issues, potholes, they have flat tires and things. And to replace a tire or wheel on some of these vehicles that we sell, it can be very expensive. So we offer products that customers can use in that regard.
I just want to say, John, that Derek says, okay, they don't have financially challenged customers.
Right.
And usually they can put 20, 25% down. Does Derek maybe have the easiest job over there at Roswell Infinity?
That's why Derek's looking so calm over there, right?
You got the best job over there, don't you?
No. Not at all.
Okay. I was going to see if he was going to bite. He didn't bite for
it. No, he didn't go for that at all. But Derek, let's talk about the trade-off between financing a vehicle, purchasing outright, and leasing.
So, very good question.
Yeah, what do you offer on that front?
With leasing, it definitely offers a lot of advantages because when you lease a vehicle, you're always under the manufacturer's warranty. So that's not an issue. Typically, you just have to worry about maintenance and putting gas in the car. And if you're a person that like to have to be in a fairly new vehicle, you'll lease a car for 39 months typically. And it allows you to just basically make payments and put gas in the car and change oil. With leasing, you don't have to worry about negative equity. If you know about a customer that buys a car and they like to trade in a lot, well, it takes a while before a car, because all cars appreciate, so you may be upside down. With leasing, that's not the case because in 39 months, you're getting out of the car. And your payments on a lease is typically much less than it would be on a purchase.
So, now, on a lease, though, you've got issues around mileage caps, right? So talk about how that works.
Well, you can buy miles. A typical lease would be 10,000 miles. You can do 12. You can do 15. You can even go up to 20,000 miles. It's not
And how long a span?
Well, the typical lease we do is 39 months. So you do 10,000 miles a year.
A year?
Yes, a year. Right. But you can...
I think I do that like in a month.
Right. And if you drive a lot, a lease may not be your best option. But if you get out a lease prior to the term, then the mileage is not an issue. It only becomes an issue at the end of the lease if you walk away from the lease, then you're charged 25 cents a mile over the limit.
So you're going to walk a client through the trade-off between those two different options, right? And maybe what's the most advantageous for them financially?
Correct. And it depends on the driving habits. It depends on their needs. If you, a person that don't really like to deal with the maintenance of a car, lease is great because, once again, you're always under the manufacturer's warranty. And you don't have to worry about maintenance issues.
When someone comes on the lot, Derek, to look at buying a car, when they get to working with you, are they already kind of at the point where they've already decided they're buying the car and everything, and you just got to work out the finances? I'm not really sure how to ask the question, but I mean, when they come on the lot, hopefully they already know what they can and cannot afford. But once they get to you, they pretty much, it's just a matter of figuring out what package works best for them.
Absolutely. Typically, a person, when they come to us, they've already agreed to the numbers. And they'll agree to the numbers with the salesperson and, of course, with the sales manager.
So unless they're lying to the sales guy, usually, hopefully, everything kind of falls into place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we like to say it's the easy part. But a lot of times it takes a while to get to us because customers, they kind of know what they want. But then once you look at one model, you may bump yourself up to a little more expensive model. And then you have to deal with the negotiation of the price of the vehicle that you finally choose. So that process could take an hour. Between test driving the car, sitting down, negotiating the numbers, and going from that aspect. When they come see me, we typically try to have an interaction between 20 to 30, 35 minutes with a customer and let them enjoy their vehicle.
All right. And Derek, is there any myths out there or things that people are just surprised about maybe that when they come to finance their car that they didn't realize either was available or they had always heard bad things? And any myths out there about financing that people are surprised to hear about?
Well, now, because obviously the internet opens up a lot of options, people pretty much know what they qualify for. Typically, people get pre-qualified either through their credit union or their bank that they deal with on a day-to-day basis. So that's not really the issue. We try to be as open as possible. When I first started 16 years ago, yes, there were a lot of dark things that you just didn't know because the information wasn't out there, but now it's pretty seamless. You pretty much know what you can pay for a car. You have different options out there, different. We don't deal with TrueCar, but TrueCar is one of the sources that customers can use to gauge what they would pay for a car. So that's not an issue. Once again, financing part is pretty self, it's out there. We are advertised on our new cars 0%, and that comes from the manufacturer. So customers know that. It's really not a mystery as it used to be. It's pretty open.
So now, Derek, for those that haven't been in to buy a car in quite a while, the whole process has been streamlined here over the last few years with technology. What you do for a client really happens in a much more compressed time frame, right?
It does. It does. Because, you know, customers, everybody, you know, they're on a time constraint. They don't want to stay in the dealership 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. So they've already done the shopping on the car. They know what they want to buy. Typically, a buyer now, they know more about the car than the salesperson in terms of the features and benefits. The financing part of it, once again, if you know you qualify for a 2.9 rate, you won't stand for anything but higher than that because you've already been pre-approved. So that's not an issue in terms of what I do. The options that I offer, customers, they're familiar with it. These cars are very, they're high tech. So people are open to protecting themselves against those unexpected repairs. So we try to make it as easy as possible.
You mentioned that a lot of folks, they do a lot of their work and research now online. So by the time they get to the dealership, they kind of have an idea of what they can afford and things like that. If anybody had any questions or wanted to ask you about finances, is it all right to reach out to you?
Absolutely.
All right. If so, how can they find out more and reach out to you?
Absolutely. The number here at the dealership is 770-625-8500. My direct email is drawlings, which is D, obviously, R-A-W-L-I-N-G-S at roswellinfinity.com. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
And the website is roswellinfinity.com to check out all the vehicles, makes and models, new, pre-owned, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Derek, great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And Derek Rawlings from Roswell Infinity, one of our biggest supporters here at Business Radio X.
And Mike, let me reinforce the Roswell Infinity message here because they are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing financing, or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Our next guest, it's a kind of a tandem here for our last ones. Our friend Jessica Honorato with North Point Executive Suites. Jessica, always a pleasure to see you.
Always a pleasure to see you, Mike and John. Thank you for having me.
And you brought Alvaro Arauz with you. He's with 3A Law Management. Alvaro, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, guys. Good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. Well, Jessica, tell us why you brought Alvaro. This is a pleasant surprise.
Yes, we are really excited to be teaming up. North Point Executive Suites, as everybody heard before, has locations in Alpharetta and Duluth. We offer full service office and virtual solutions, meeting and conference rooms. And we are opening or have already opened a new center in Midtown. And Alvaro and his team and some of his associates are working together with us. And we are targeting and putting things together specifically for the legal community in the heart of Midtown. That we're going to share with you today.
So as we talked about earlier in the read, you've got the Duluth location, you've got the location here in Alpharetta, and you've been expanding this location.
Yes.
I mean, you've basically just taken over the whole first floor here of this building in Alpharetta, and now Midtown.
Yeah, we're excited. Our company has been growing, and the expansion we did here in Alpharetta was, it happened really quickly and filled up really quickly. And we're now offering co-working in this location, which we had not done before. So kind of moving with the trend of co-working and being able to offer people membership-based services in a collaborative and social environment, which we're excited about.
You kind of touched upon some of the reasons there, because I want to ask you, what's the reason for the success? Because I talked to some other places, and I know some folks that work in other office space like this, and they're losing clients, and you guys are growing, you know, by leaps and bounds. What is it that's making you guys so different?
A couple of things. I think that the privately owned and operated aspect really gives us a niche here in the Atlanta market. You know, we kind of bend over backwards for our clients, and we offer a lot of flexibility and a lot of different options that are customizable for businesses of all different types. Also, I think that the co-working, moving along with the co-working trend has been an interesting dynamic for us here to be able to offer. So, yeah.
You know, Mike, Jessica's too modest to say great management, right?
I was going to say great management, great service. Yeah. I mean, I think we knocked it out of the park teaming up with them.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't want to say it myself, so I'm glad you said it all, because we've actually been in some of the other corporate office suite environments, and I'll never go back.
Right.
It has been a different experience here, thanks to you and your dad, Rick, and it's been really a family thing. And now we've got Alvaro involved, and so I know you're excited about this partnership. Why do you recommend for clients to, you know, use the virtual offices and the executive suite and that whole environment? What's the benefit that you see?
Specifically, I work with law firms, and a lot of times lawyers are going out on their own. And they're starting their own practice and keeping costs down as lean as possible, especially for the first 2 years, is critical. It can make or break a firm. And so having a solution like this, where it's scalable, at first it's virtual and meeting space, then it's workspace, shared space, and then ultimately you have your own executive suite. And they have amazing conference rooms with the best technology, touchscreen TVs, muted, you know, microphones coming from the ceiling. So it's a great way to grow your practice, your law firm, well, any business for that matter. But what we're focusing on down One Atlantic Center with North Point is, like I said, the legal community.
There'll be no shortage of law firms in that part of the city.
Yeah, it's no kidding. It's pretty saturated. And, you know, with the rate going up the way it's been going up, especially in Midtown, it's literally, if I can say it, a steal for what we're offering. We have the entire 23rd floor of One Atlantic Center, which is just over 22,000 square feet. I think we've got about 5 conference rooms. And so it's not like anything that we've seen before, especially for the legal community.
So, Alvaro, talk about 3A Law Management.
Sure.
And some of the services that you provide and how you can help someone going out on their own in their own law practice?
Absolutely. So I've been working exclusively with lawyers for 20 years. It's my 20th year. We're all around the country, from New York to South Florida to LA to Portland to everywhere in between, but we're based out of Atlanta. And what we do is we help lawyers start and grow their practice by teaching them how to make a scalable firm with processes and procedures, what metrics to follow so that they know when it's time to grow. We help them with technology to help automate how they practice law. And so when you make them efficient with processes, you speed up the quality of work and how they produce it with technology. We then have the attorneys reinvest that time in marketing to get the kind of clients that they want. And processes, technology, and marketing, they don't teach that in law school. And so it's, and we do it in a kind of what I call monkey-proof format. So anybody can follow it and grow along with it. And so.
So you're teaching them how to be a business owner.
Correct. Correct. You know, and a lot of times, for the most part, they don't have that skill set. And so, like Chris was saying with Shift, you know, it's about awareness, which, you know, the three A's are awareness, aptitude, and accountability. And what I try to give them is, you know, these are the options. These are the pros and cons. This is why you don't want to go out in your first year and, you know, spend all your money on space. You know, why you need something like North Point Executive Suites. And then, you know, aptitude, giving them the steps to know how to actually do it. So it's not just go out there and market and go out there and be efficient. It's no, this is what you do on Monday and this is how you do it. And this is what the paralegal does on Tuesday and this is how they do it. And then the third A is accountability, which, you know, makes sure that the ball keeps moving.
So you've been working with attorneys for 20 years, you said?
20 years,
yes. I am so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a good, they've been great to me. I love what I do. I totally made it up. I speak all over the country for continuing legal education credits, what they have to take each year. By rule of thumb, I don't work with jerks. And so I love all of my clients. They're really good people and they just need a little guidance.
I need to incorporate that rule.
Yes, really.
Yeah. No, it's, just kidding. Yeah, yeah. I'm being silly.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully present company excluded.
Of course,
anyway. Alvaro, so you're down in Midtown. You are right in the middle of...
In the heart of it.
Of the heart of it, of mm-hmm. big firms that seem to spit out attorneys that want to go out on their own.
Correct.
So give some advice to what, besides it, engaging 3A law management, you know, what are some things that you see that attorneys don't really think about when they're going out on their own that really they really need to pay attention to?
Cost is important. Like I said, keeping it lean, not thinking you have to compete with everyone on day one and spend a ton of money on either space or SEO or staff for that matter. Having a plan. I've been doing this 20 years, but, you know, I prefer 4 to 6 months notice. You know, people will hire me in the summer for a January launch, which gives us enough time to make it a successful launch where they never have to borrow money. They run in the black the entire time and they grow. And so, you know, unfortunately, I've had to do it. Hey, I just walked out on Friday. I need shop open on Monday, at which point we would point to you guys
turnkey
and say,
office space.
There you go. It's time, it's money, you know, in terms of being smart with it and discipline. You know, a lot of times when you go out on your own, you think, well, I don't have any meetings until 1 o'clock, you know, that you've got to go in and pretend it's a 9-to-5 job and really crank it. So it's discipline, it's being smart with your money and planning.
How does the relationship between your company and North Point Executive Suites, how is that going to look moving forward? You're managing the office suites and everything. And you don't actually own the space, do you? Or do you rent it?
We rent the space.
You rent,
and then
okay.
We package it together as a full service rental for each of our clients. Become really attractive to attorneys because of the location. It's right in the heart of Midtown where all of the big law firms are. And for a firm coming in, it's, you know, a firm that has a couple of people doesn't have the ability to be in a building like One Atlantic Center on their own. it would be way too overwhelming, way too expensive. And so, and the question that I froze on earlier, what kind of differentiates us, part of that is the, you know, the professional appeal that we give and that we've maintained, even with the trends, how they're moving, we've been able to maintain the appearance for the professional, for the attorney, the CPA, the financial advisor, where they're bringing their clientele in and it still has a traditional feel to it. It still has a big business or, you know, a traditional office environment, class A environment appearance to it. With that building and with that location specifically, it's drawing people from that community. We had, we signed a deal with an attorney a week ago that emailed me and said, it has been my dream to be in this building since 2010. I'm so excited to be there. The relationship is really going to be kind of partnering to provide specific services, perks for attorneys that they're not going to be able to find anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask Jessica. Well, go ahead and finish your thought there.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, the legal landscape has changed in the last 5 to 8 years where attorneys are looking for more quality of life and leaving the big firms, and the clients are looking for more value and looking at price tags. And so something like this, you know, the way it's just moving, it seems like, and you know, it's a total no-brainer to provide these services for law firms.
Well, and to think, if you think it through, you know, you look at an attorney who's using, you know, North Point Executive Suites now in the new location in Midtown. Okay, they're cost conscious too. They're not spending $1 million a year on the ivory towers, even though this is prime
Correct.
Real estate.
Yeah.
They're kind of going in together, keeping their costs down. Okay, so now they're not going to cost me an arm and a leg as well.
And I think where the magic happens with what we formed down there is, you know, providing 3A law management services. So, you know, I think we've gotten 5 or 6 firms in the last couple months, which are coincidentally my clients. But, you know, it's perfect referral opportunities as well, because this guy doesn't practice this kind of case, you know, personal injury, let's say, and we've got somebody over here who can handle that. And so not only are you, it's a bit of a referral network, you have access to 3A and, you know, our staff for help with processes, help with technology, help with marketing, because, you know, for the most part, it's tough to get that access.
The question I had for Jessica is, you got the beautiful building here in Alpharetta, beautiful building in Duluth. Nothing wrong with these buildings. I mean, these are incredible. Now you're Midtown. I mean, prime real estate. Was there any intimidation factor at all? Like, oh my God, look at this. I mean, you're talking about a huge building. What floor are you on?
23rd
floor. With all due respect, we don't have 23 floors here in Alpharetta. Was like, oh my God.
It was pretty exciting. It's always been a dream of mine to have a center in town. I don't really think I would have thought that we could have been in one of Midtown's landmark towers, kind of a staple. I think it's the tallest building in Midtown. And it's a beautiful building with a ton of amenity. I mean, the building almost sells itself with all that it offers and with the location. You know, the executive suite concept in and of itself provides the networking opportunity for businesses. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens as we continue to draw attorneys in the legal community to see what type of business and how their businesses grow being, you know, around each other, being able to work with each other.
Now, John, she said the building sells itself. Now I don't know who has the easier job. Is it them or is it Derek? I don't know anymore.
Well, Jessica, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things I hear from attorneys when I talk to them, I ask them, you know, where do you get most of your referrals? And it's from other attorneys.
Other lawyers, absolutely.
Right? So creating this community for attorneys really helps foster that, right?
It not only fosters that, but, you know, you are correct that the majority come from other lawyers. And it's not just having a referral network or even 3A law management. You know, we have discovery litigation. So we have court reporting services. We have discovery services. We have a lot of these other companies that help law firms. And so it's a huge difference just in time and money when you can just go down the hall and get a court reporter, go down the hall and ask me a question.
All right, Jessica and Alvaro, for those that would like to find out more information and maybe look into renting some of this great space, where can they go?
They can go to npsuites.com or northpointexecutivesuites.com. Either one works, and click on the Midtown location.
And again, One Atlantic Center, not too bad. Congratulations, by the way, to both of you.
Great. Thanks, stuff.
All right. Again, Jessica Honorado and Alvaro Arauz with North Point Executive Suites and 3A Law Management here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Michael, I want to remind everyone that Ferratech is your number one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Ferratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call at 770-582-1188.
All right. And their president, Maria, I gave her a call on the way here today to check in with her and say hello. They're doing great at Ferratech, so check them out.
Great people. Remarkable service.
All right. I want to thank all of our guests today for joining us on the program, and want to remind you out there that you can listen to this show anytime 24/7 by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. We've got the brand new homepage looking really good.
Looks sharp.
It does. And so check that out. And you can check out any of our shows 24/7 by going to the site. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check in with us at Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah, give us a rating.
And yes.
As long as it's five stars.
A good
right?
rating.
Yes, yeah, that's yeah, right.
A very yeah, good rating.
Good rating.
So, and again, for Trey and for Z and everybody else here, I'm Mike Salmon for John Ray. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.